The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet?
See,
they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we are back because Total Divas is back. Yay! Woohoo! We're going to be talking all about Season 3, Episode 11, where, well, I have a funny feeling it's going down because we're picking up with the fallout with Nikki and John. There's stuff going down in the Bella family. Natty apparently did something wrong. There's so much more, and we're going to bring it all to you right after the break.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me. I see a ghost. John, it's Jason the Snake Roberts. What on earth? I've got chills out of here.
To the shocking moments.
Can't you haven't figured it out yet? What I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hits a shot to Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh,
Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we are back with the second half of Season 3. Getting down, y'all. Can't wait. We're seeing the recap, basically what happens between John and Nikki, where, you know, they're having this serious talk of taking a break, and, well, they're walking away from each other. And I guess we're going to pick right back up where that left off. Yep.
This is... we saw part of this from Thursday, where I'm not good for you. And this is where John lets Nikki go. She needs to think. She needs to think about whether what she wants from life, whether she wants to be a mother and a wife. And he can't provide either of those things.
Well, he could. He's not willing to.
He's not willing to.
I think
to.
There's a difference.
It's about, yeah, best way to put it. He's not willing to do those things. She's giving it all up, and, you know, he's sort of just balking. You have to make, that makes you wonder what his state of mind really is. She's willing to, you know, give it up, but why is he balking? I guess we're going to find out what it is like for Nikki Bella without John Cena.
The question is what is her state of mind if she's willing to give up everything to keep him?
That, too.
If she's really that desperate to keep him, what's going through her head?
Oh, my God.
Daniel Bryan in a Brie Mode shirt. Oh, Jesus.
As he looks like Jesus with his hair down.
He's wrestling Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're at home with the Danielsons.
Apparently the people love this shirt. Now Bree's telling Daniel Bryan that what Nikki was told Bree about what John said, and Daniel Bryan was like, wow. That look in his eyes. So Bree's saying she won't tell Nikki what happened.
Bryan's like, you probably need to tell your sister you ruined her life.
Right. That might be a good idea.
Especially since she's heartbroken. Like, yeah, that's probably a good thing to tell your sister, just, you know, pointing that out.
We're at Friday Night SmackDown. We saw Slay do so.
We see Natty, we see Cameron, we see Eva.
There's a Summer, conveniently, really quickly.
We see them setting the ring up.
And one of the merchandise dudes. Hey, it's John Cena! Oh no, Brie wants to talk to John.
He wouldn't even look at her.
Apparently he doesn't throw people under the bus. John Cena's a good dude. He doesn't throw people under the bus. He may have addressed it the wrong way, but, you know, he wants to be with her, but telling Brie, don't be mad. He's gonna take the blame. He's gonna be a stand up guy and take the blame for whatever happens.
Yeah, he doesn't want them to get all really mad at each other and have a huge fight and have a falling out. He's gonna take the blame. He's gonna take the hit for it because it is ultimately his relationship with her. His responsibility.
Oh, Jesus, what the hell are you wearing, Paige? Paige, what the hell are you doing? It's a Paige attack. And now she's talking up her nanny's titties. Now we're getting... Paige has been wrestling for 9 years. Suck it.
I already love Paige.
Tells the backstory about how her mother was pregnant and wrestling, didn't even know it. And now we're talking about the debut of Paige. And now they're promoting Steph's Fit series. And Natty doesn't want to talk about TJ. Paige wants to hang out with Natty. The weirdest thing so far is that they put, you know, like a tanner on Paige when she did the interview. It looked so weird.
Yeah, it did. I was wondering what was going on because it's like, wow, she looks really not pale. What's going on?
They put some sort of tanner on her. Wow, Paige is all kind of awkward and weird. It's amazing.
She's adorable.
Hey, it's
Naomi. Hey, look, it's Naomi.
Yeah. So they're watching Naomi in action in the ring against, well, the newcomer, Paige. Apparently Rosa thinks that Paige looks like a porcelain doll.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Rosa, no. No, no. No. That's a bad Rosa.
And there's the Cameron distraction. Allow Paige to, you know, take out Naomi. And there's a Paige lock.
I love this move. So awesome.
It is an awesome move, especially for someone her size. She's so small and she gets the bigger girls up too.
Yeah, she can.
So Paige is skipping around, having a good time, and we head to Phoenix, Arizona.
With the Bella Twins.
And I quote Nikki Bella, "I drank a lot last night." Back to the staple of the show when Nikki Bella drinks. Now, Nikki is talking about how Brie always makes her happy whenever she goes through some of the toughest things in her life. And, you know, the situation with John Cena is one of the toughest things she's going through.
Brie's like, "Oh, God. Shut up. Please don't say these things to me."
Because I was the one responsible.
Right?
They just ordered donuts from a... Or, yeah, donuts from a donut shop and some chocolate bars or something. So they're eating comfort food to make the pain go away as we head to Tampa with Paige and Natty. She really looks weird. Jesus Christ. It throws you off.
Yeah, it does. They've got a bronzer or a toner or something on her. And now they're about to get wasted. Oh, God. I want to hang out with Paige now. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. So they go by and they're at someone's house. Hey, it's Fandango.
Oh, my God. Are they going to let this on the show? It's Mojo Rawley and Fandango. And who else?
So it's the NXT crib. And now Natty takes a bite of a brownie. Natty's confused by what's going on. There's this dude with no shirt on. And some girl's trying to take a selfie with her. And she's weird about it. Natty's sort of very uncomfortable. You can see. Hey, it's Wade Barrett. And now Natty's eating the brownie.
I'm really surprised they let this on the air.
I'm not. It's a happy brownie. You know, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. And Natty eats the weed brownie, and she doesn't do drugs, and now she's flushing it down said toilet. As we talked about on the show last week. Natty feels a little bit fucked up.
They probably need to, you know, go home in the world's worst way.
Natty seems a little bit out of it right now. And Paige is taking her home. They're going to keep this moment between the two of them and the
camera
crew right there in front of them. Pinky swear we won't tell anyone. The camera crew.
Even though there's a camera right there.
Right,
you know?
In front of your face.
Now we're with the Danielsons.
Brian's wearing Bree's pants, apparently, underneath his pants.
And now they're all meeting for lunch.
Now we're learning manners with the Bryansons. And now the mother and Bree are talking about how John doesn't even know what happened.
Why didn't you say anything to her?
Because they're not a... I don't know. I got no response. I was trying to think of one. I got nothing.
I need a commercial. I need a commercial, y'all. Where is the commercial? We need to talk about this.
We're getting there. I like how Brian just started adding comments, but no one's paying attention to him. Bree's like, there's a little part of me going, "Bree, you fucked up." "Yes, you did, Bree."
Yeah, you kind of did, just a little bit.
Wow, Bree's like, "I feel bad for Nicole that you're her brother." We got some family drama building here. Now they're calling each other stubborn. Their family's not about secrets, so... Yeah. Coming up here in a minute, we're going to go to SummerSlam, and... Oh, we're going to get the Stefan rematch.
Hey!
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus, this is going to be interesting coming up. Alright, go. Rare commercial, go.
Okay. So, now we're kind of seeing the aftermath of this meeting between Brie, the family, basically, and John Cena. Which, at the time, they felt they were justified, they felt they were right, they were addressing their concerns, which, as we said on the show Thursday night, they have every right to address their concerns with John, because they are Nicole's family. And if they are worried about her and they are seeing a change that they don't like, they have absolute every right to talk to him about that change. They don't have the right to tell him how she feels on behalf of her without her there. They don't have a right to make an assumption about her relationship with him having, you know, basically being on the outside of it, because even though Brie hears a lot about it, she's not the one in the relationship with him. Nikki is.
Correct.
And so now you're seeing the other side to this of, well, they've had the meeting with John Cena, they've addressed their concerns, they have not told Nikki about this. John has not told Nikki about this, and John's response when her family comes to him and says, "Hey, guess what? We're seeing this change in her. These are things that she's always wanted, and now she's giving them up for you, and you're not doing the same." what the fuck's going on, he dumps her.
Right.
That's his response to that, instead of, you know, basically him saying, well, I'm no good for you, I'm making you give up things that you want to give up, I think you should think about it, and we go on a break. Which is something he doesn't obviously want to do, but that's his natural response, is to almost run away.
Yeah, it is.
If you really think about it. So now that's happened. Bree and the family are directly responsible for this. And now you're dealing with, well, Nicole's life has been messed up because you interfered and it really wasn't handled in the right manner. Because they did kind of attack him.
Yeah, they ganged up on him.
They ganged up on him, and then basically the brother looked at him and told him, you know, well, if I was you, I would dump her. And that was basically license right there for him to do it. Well, your brother said I should dump you. If John Cena were to throw anybody under the bus, which he's not going to do. But, yeah, so now the family is seeing the aftermath. The dad, or the brother, wants to stick by his guns. The mom's kind of in between, and Bree's feeling guilty because she's seen Nikki, and she's seen the damage this has wrought on Nikki.
Right.
Which is going to lead to, obviously, the next moment that we're going to see that we talked about on Thursday, but we'll get to that in a second as we come back from break, where we're at a hotel with Natty and Paige.
And Emma. Paige was telling Emma about last night because they're BFFs. Apparently they get drug tested by WWE, and Natty doesn't want anyone to know that she ate the pot brownie. They're not allowed to take certain cold medicines, not alone a pot brownie. Apparently she's been sweating a lot. She's never smoked pot before, and if you're not talking about it, you should never say the word pot. Apparently Natty was very relaxed, now she's Googling.
How much was in that brownie? You shouldn't have a hangover from that. She had one bite. One bite. You shouldn't get a hangover from it.
She's now Googling symptoms of smoking, eating a brownie. I just like Emma's just watching in the background. Paige was like, are you still a little bit high? Natty doesn't want to be called a stoner.
Oh my god, Natty, it was one bite of one brownie. Sweet baby Jesus on a pogo stick. Chill out.
We're at a live event in Portland.
Good lord, woman.
Apparently there's two Divas matches on SummerSlam. They announced Bree and Stephanie. So then they're talking about how the storyline is going to move everyone forward. And now we're seeing all the moments, including the pedigree and the slap fight and everything else. All the awesome moments between Stephanie and Bree.
That was a great feud.
It was. Hey, there was Summer was there, sort of. And Naomi. Love that. They're sort of on the show, but not really on the show.
It's kind of the changeover. I bet we see them fade off the show here in the next couple episodes. Oh, and here we go. They're at the family house. They're all getting together for a meal to visit.
And hashtag Nikki's drinking.
Hashtag Nikki's drinking. I worry about her. She drinks a lot.
Every time we see her, she's either talking about what she drank or is drinking something. Apparently, sort of the mother, sort of in a roundabout way, called them fat. And everyone's, messing around and they're trying to work the oven or something. So, apparently the arrangement is Nikki in San Diego, him in Tampa. So she keeps the other house.
She keeps the other house. That's good.
For now. Oh, so here we are. Remember you said this was edited? Here we go. The mother and Bree are talking about how the mother wants to tell Nikki what happened.
And Bree's like, fine.
So now we're getting to the point of the indecision and wanting to tell Nikki about what actually happened.
Here we go. We've already seen this moment. Here comes the shouting match, part two.
Now she's sort of breaking everything down, what happened, and, breaking down everything, what happened, how they were the reason why John said what he said at the beginning of the show.
John broke up with you.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the basis of it. Yeah, this is why John Cena decided you need time to think. And Nikki's like, please tell me you're joking. You guys didn't do this. You didn't talk. You didn't interfere with and talk to my man. I love the best part of it. It's you called him to have lunch, breakfast.
I know.
Breakfast. Gotta make sure it says breakfast. Apparently it's an ongoing saga between...
Well, it kind of is, I mean...
Well, yeah, it is. Not gonna lie, it is.
I love how the mom's trying to justify it.
Right? Talking about how the, talking about all the facts and, you know, she's, you know... Nikki's not happy. This is the moment where Nikki's not happy and she's throwing her screaming match, shouting fit to the rest of her family. It's not one... I'm gonna argue with Nikki, it's not 1%. She thinks about it a lot.
She does.
Apparently, it's John Cena is her soulmate. And now Nikki tries to leave, but Bree's like, I drove. I was the one who drove.
Okay.
Alright, so, where do you want to start? What the fuck? Alright, there's something.
Oh, God, Natty's going to kill someone.
There's something mentally wrong with Natalya.
We'll get to that. So... As we saw, we just saw the blow up yet again between Nikki and Bree and JJ and her mom. And yeah, there was some editing where basically the mom pulls Bree aside and tells Bree, you need to tell Nikki. They tell Nikki. Nikki obviously gets upset that they did what they did. And like we said before, they have the right to tell John their concerns. Yeah. They have the right to address that with him. And Nikki was correct in the fact that they don't have the right to tell her. Or tell him how she feels for her.
Right.
But there's some things that kind of came out in that argument where it's kind of interesting what she said. Where she's like, I can only imagine how uncomfortable, you know, where he knows the facts and I can only imagine what you said and how uncomfortable you made him feel. That's kind of an interesting statement and it's not, you know, and she's, I don't, you know, there may be that 1% that I'm not happy and I think about it. It's like, no. Like you said, it's more than 1%.
It does consume her life. All right, to be fair, it may have originally consumed her life. Maybe she sort of played it down for a while, but there was a good point in her life where this was consuming her. The thought of being a mother and a wife was her primary focus.
I still say, and this is going back to season one, kind of looking at how that relationship started and how it's kind of moved forward, to a point, is Nikki went into the relationship, he was very upfront with her. He told her he did not want to get married, he did not want to have children. He was very direct about that. She kind of went into it, I think, with the impression that that was going to change, or that she could change his mind. I honestly think that was her plan.
Isn't that the... I'm sorry to say this. Don't a lot of females believe that's the plan? They can change a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
That is 100% true. A lot of women... Oh, wait, we're back. We'll continue this in a second.
A lot of women do have that idea in their head.
They do have that idea. We'll continue in a second.
So, Nicole's storming out, and the family follows her. So, Nikki wanted no part of the city. She wanted the cameras around. She's just over it. And JJ's still screaming and hollering, and Nikki's hollering back. Ooh, we have some real family drama now. And Nikki's trying to, I guess, call a cab. Now the mother's playing the other side of it. You see this, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's the one who set this all in motion. And now she's playing Nikki's side. And now Bri and the brother are fighting. Nikki's wondering, why do I deserve this? What did I ever do to get, you know, deserve this, basically? And the brother's not happy that the mother... and she gives the double bird to her brother. And Nikki's not having any of it, and she just wants to leave. So Nikki's not happy. Now the brother and Bree and the mother are going to discuss this all. Bree didn't think things would go this far. Nikki's leaving, and Nikki rolls down the window. Like, now she's being the 5-year-old, rolling it down 2 inches. And now she gets flipped off. The edge factor, we've gone to TV-14 in this episode. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah, we really kind of have. I mean, this is family right here.
So nightfall has set, and we are in, well, the sun's now rising somewhere.
Looks like Tampa, maybe?
Somewhere. Apparently she's moving back in with John Cena. That was quick. Well, they've made up quickly. Separation didn't last. Hey, hashtag Nikki's drinking. What?
I'm trying to figure out a way to phrase it. It's, he didn't want to separate, so why did he?
Because the family wanted him to. John didn't want to say anything because, you know, that's what the family wanted. Nikki's not happy that it was her family that broke them up. Or attempted to break them up. And she wants nothing to do with the family right now. Ever again.
Now she never wants to see her sister again. Well, that's going to be really awkward.
Because we're 1 week later, back at Monday Night Raw. Hey, it's Titus O'Neil.
And all the girls are coming over to say hi.
Apparently Titus is the new sexual chalk. Hey, look at this. There's drug testing today. Now we're with Natty and Arion in the car. So the girl's calling Cameron. And, you know, they're doing drug testing. And Natty's freaking out. Natty is freaking out for taking a bite of pot. Natty doesn't want to fail a drug test. She doesn't want to, you know, have to fuck up her reputation.
Natty's about to hyperventilate, y'all.
She's having a panic attack. Natty's like, maybe I missed my flight. Cameron's in the interview is like, put your big girl pants on. And now she's cutting someone off in traffic. Oh, Jesus, Natty. Natty.
Natty! Natty, chill.
Apparently she wants to be in a car.
Oh my god, she's going to intentionally wreck the car on camera to get out of a drug test. Natty, no. That's a bad Natty. No.
Wow. Hey, there's a Bray Wyatt sighting.
Hey, Bray!
We're Bray. Okay.
Boo boo on a truck. Okay, we need to talk about Natty.
She's lost her damn mind.
She's lost her damn mind. Okay. Not admitting to anything on air. But when you do that kind of thing, it pretty much has to be made of the stuff for you to get high to the point that you get a hangover. And even then, I've never really known anybody to get a hangover from pot. Strict pot. Now, it all depends on what she was drinking at that party and how much of it she consumed.
And knowing Natty, she's a good girl. She doesn't drink much.
Yeah, knowing Natty, she wasn't drinking a lot. So the combination of the drugs and the alcohol would be enough to probably make her dizzy, make her not feel good that night. But the next morning, she should have been fine because she only ate, like, a bite of the brownie. It's not like she had a full brownie. It's not like she had three of them. She had a bite.
And that, well, you know, that small of amount of pot probably in her system is not a big deal.
It's not. And it's something of, it's like, you know what, okay, you fail a drug test, you pay your fine, and you move forward.
It's like $25.
It's $2,500, I think, for a violation.
Is it now $25? Usually it used to be $25.
Yeah, I think it's now $25. I think they upped it because a lot of people were smoking pot and just paying the fines. But yeah, it's something of pot, I don't even think you just pay the fine. It doesn't do anything in terms of if you do it a second time, they suspend you kind of thing.
And especially on her first offense, I think she'd be okay.
Yeah, it's something of, it's your first offense, if you explain the situation, you pay your fine, and it doesn't happen again, and you never fail another one, you're fine. Because Natty doesn't do that kind of thing. It just, it happens. You know, it's, you're at a party, you ate the wrong thing, shit happens. She's sitting here, she's freaking out. You know, if you really actually want to excuse it, oh hey, I ate a poppy seed bagel.
That's all. That's simple. And her trying to cause an accident to avoid the drug test?
On camera. Like, she's sitting there, and Cameron's like, you know, she's right. You just need to put your big girl panties on. You need to just go in and test, because they're calling Cameron for the test. They're not calling Natty. So it could be that they're going to randomly pull Cameron.
Right. It's not everyone doesn't get tested.
Yeah, everyone doesn't get tested. They pull random people, and they check random people, and it could have been they got Natty last go-round, and she's good this time. It's something of, if they don't call you and they don't ask you, you're not going to get pulled. But trying to fake a car accident to get out of taking a drug test, on camera especially, is no bueno. It's just no bueno. Natty, what are you thinking? As we come back, and Cameron's like, oh my god, what are you doing? Oh my god, Natty, no.
And her car accident is running into a dumpster. Oh my god, the airbags are about to suppose. Now the rent a truck you have to pay for. There's a small. Oh my god, Natty.
Really?
She wants to go to.
Oh my Jesus.
She wants to go to the emergency room to get looked at. They have picture proof of a small fender bender. Wow, Natty.
Good lord, woman.
You had a bite
calm.
Of her.
Calm your tits. Jesus.
Now, the bellows are not speaking. Now she's laying down the law debris. She will stay professional at work. She doesn't want to have anything to do with her. They will work together as co-workers. And that's where it's ending. She's going to keep a strong face here at work. Nikki doesn't accept Bree's apology, and she just wants her space at work.
Which is fair.
See, if we had this drama when they were feuding on television...
Oh my god, this would have been like 10 times better.
Right? All the stuff we see on TV now actually makes sense. And now she just texted Karana the picture of the accident. Oh my god, Nettie.
Oh my god.
She's going to go back out and take some selfies with the fans. So Natty's taking her piss test. She just went to the... She's already been to the bathroom, so she doesn't think she can go. So Natty's taking her drug test.
Oh.
Apparently, I don't think there was anything that apparently is coming up.
Okay.
That conversation that's about to come up, yeah, I don't think there's anything to brownies.
Yeah. So Natty did all of that for nothing.
Nothing. Okay. We're assuming just based off of the tease. Just point that out. Natty, we need to have a talk. You need some help. That is all. Now onto the Bella Twins.
No. Natty, I love her. She's super sweet. There's something not quite right in her head, because she goes from like zero to panic and misses about 5 steps in between. Like it's literally everything's fine. One small little thing happens and suddenly it's the end of the world.
What do you think brings that on?
I don't know. But this, she does this a lot. We see her do it with, we've seen this in the relationship with TJ, where they were having problems and Natty panicked. And she just, once she starts panicking, I would liken it to a steamroller, where she just keeps going and runs over everything and everyone in her path until in her mind it clicks that she's okay. It's almost like it's a defense mechanism where it's, oh god, something's happened. Oh god, I'm going to be in trouble. Oh no, I have to stop it. What do I do? Okay, well, I have to take a drug test. Okay, well, we can say we missed the flight. No, we just told them we'd be there in 10 minutes. Okay, well, I'll wreck the car.
Because that's a smart move.
I'll wreck the car and say that I need to go to the emergency room, and that will stop them from making me take the drug test, even though they could test you at the very next show because you missed this one. Like, that's the thing, is it's just there's something with her where her logic just doesn't quite click, and I don't know what it is. But onto the Bellas.
Yeah, to finish off, I'm not really sure either, but yeah, onto the Bellas. Like I mentioned, this would have been great to see on television, because it would have made the whole storyline so much better, because you can see there's the hit. All the stuff they're doing on TV, you know, mixes in with this stuff, and it would have made the storyline so much better. Because this is the backstory that we didn't get.
It is the backstory that we didn't get as we come back.
So now Natty has to wait 2 weeks for the test results. He left her rushing boots at the hotel. She wrecked out in a wreck. She's having a bad morning. And Cameron's just staring her down.
Oh, Arianne's about to hurt her. Arianne is never getting in the car with her again, like ever.
No, she's not. Now Arianne's spilling the beans, and now he's like, what the hell are you doing?
Paige just loses her shit.
Yeah, she is. Paige's like, I didn't think she was that crazy. Well.
There's gonna be a point where nobody's gonna get in the car with her because she's just nuts.
No, she is really nuts. She really, really is. And I thought Rosa was out of her mind.
And now we're at home with Natty. We see her with the cat.
Someone's ringing the bell. I wonder who it is.
Need the cat to answer.
As Paige jumps out of nowhere to scare Natty.
And the cat.
Now Paige has to talk to Natty. Paige brings gifts. Swallow cat toys.
She brought cat gifts.
She brought nasal strips. Wow.
Wow. And it's dripping out of her nose.
And Paige is like, I didn't wear a joke. There was nothing in the brownies.
Paige is going in the pool.
No, Daddy, you had a car accident because you're an idiot.
He said it, not me.
Well,
okay, as we get a break, all right.
Don't leave me out there. She was an idiot for slamming it fucking into the fucking thing.
Oh, I agree. I 100% agree. That is the stupidest thing you can do aside from lying and saying you missed your flight when they can easily call the airline and check and see whether you were on the plane or not. Because her travel is booked through WWE, so they know if she gets on the plane or not. Like, that's the thing. They keep track of them pretty good. They know where they are. Especially since they probably all flew in together. Yeah. Yeah, they know where she is. So her saying that she didn't get on the plane was crap. But yeah. Like, her saying, oh, well, I got in a car accident because of that. No, you got in a car accident because you panicked. You didn't think it through. And you did something stupid because you thought you were going to get busted.
That's
like, that's why you did it. And it's just, had you just, you know, stayed calm, went and took your test, acted like nothing was wrong, and everything was completely normal, it would have been fine. Because, you know, honestly, it's really not that big of a deal. It's really, really not. She's not the first person to have gotten, would have gotten popped for pot in that company, and it probably wouldn't even been advertised that she got popped for it.
Because they never pop for it. They're never advertised. I'll tell you.
The only time they advertise when people get popped for anything is when they have to suspend somebody. That's the only time is when they're doing 30 to and 60 day suspensions. That's when they have to publish that information because they have to publish it for their stockholders. But in terms of the drug fines, I don't think they're required to publish that.
No.
It's just so-and-so, or it goes in their annual report or something like that, and how many people actually read it.
That's their in-house stuff that doesn't go out to the public.
Yeah, so it's something of, you know, if it happens, it happens. It doesn't, it doesn't. But the fact that it's like she freaked out that badly, that kind of shows that maybe, I don't know, there should have been a different perspective on it.
A little bit. Smidgen of a different perspective on it. Might have been smart. But what do we know?
What do we know? I don't know. It's just, and Paige was a little wrong to let it carry on. She should have said something like the next day. And it would have been fine.
Yeah, well.
yeah, well, she didn't, and you know.
I don't think she expected Natty to ram and caught her car to avoid a drug test.
No, I don't think anybody expected Natty to do that. And after, you know, ripping Summer out by her hair, and now this, I'm pretty sure nobody's going to get in the car with Natty.
No, I don't think so.
So we're back at the house. Paige is going in the pool.
Now, you had the car accident because you had the panic attack. Paige was like, I didn't realize you were going to go that crazy. She will pay for the car, too.
If he loves the toys,
so
yes.
Forgive me. Yeah. It didn't affect your job, Natty.
The only way it would have affected the job is if, like, she told everybody.
But Natty's basically throwing Paige out of the house. Natty's not happy. Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo. She just told the cat, you don't like the little bitch now, do you?
Oh, no. Natty's going to go on a rampage again. Oh, shit.
Here we go. Now we're at SummerSlam. We're getting ready for the big matchup. The big showdown.
We see everybody walking around.
Hey, it's the Uso family.
Yay, the Uso family! Give the Uso family their own show, just saying.
Steph's first match in a decade. Everyone's hanging around backstage. Nikki and Paige are hanging out. And Nikki just finds out she's turning on Brie tonight. Nikki gets to go bad. Nikki's very happy about this. Since they're not getting along. Okay.
Alright. So, Natty's on the warpath. Oh, boy. I will say that Paige probably shouldn't have let it go that far. She should have said something the next morning. She really should have. You know, that probably would have been the best thing. But it kind of worries me a little bit that maybe some of TJ's claims are founded. Which I didn't necessarily doubt
but,
about her.
Yeah.
She's a little out there. Yeah.
You don't say. You mean part of her father's genes are rubbing off on her?
Because
he's a little out there too. He's a little nutso. The anvil's a little nuts. Just point that one out.
Yeah, so... We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that works out. Please don't rip anybody out of the car by their hair, Natty. Please don't do that again.
I'm just intrigued by the fact that we're getting one more backstory between the Bella Twins storyline, and two, a Paige Natty back and forth on this show is going to be amazing.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. We were worried about that age difference. Nope. This is going to be amazing. I can already feel it.
Like, it's going to be an awkward age difference, but at the same time, you can see, like, Natty believes she's a veteran, but in Paige's mind, she's been doing this 9 years, so in her mind, she's a veteran as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of, she believes she has certain rights, and you know what? Just because you weren't in WWE doesn't mean you don't have the rights, and, you know, she has some.
Well, I think it's more Natty's been in the business longer, and Natty comes from a more prestigious family, and I think that's kind of how she views it. And plus, Paige just got called up from NXT. She hasn't been on the roster a year yet, so I think that's kind of where Natty is like, oh, well, you know, you were disrespectful to me. No, that's really not the case. She was just playing a joke on you. She's having a good time
As far as the joke goes, we don't know how long this went. This could have been 3 days, a 3-day span, as far as we know.
I would say, yeah, a couple of days to a week.
Because you don't know the time frame of this. This may have been a week or week or two.
And she could have told her the next day. But, I mean, it's something that we don't know.
Yeah, because the timeline is always off of the show.
By the way, speaking of the incident with the car, how the hell did she not get arrested for that?
Since she banged into a dumpster, why would the cops call?
No, not the dumpster. The time that last season where she ripped Summer out of the car by her hair.
Oh.
And the fight happened. How the hell did Natty not get arrested or fined for that? I want to know.
I don't know. Somebody out there, find out.
Beyond it was just for the show, which if it was just for the show, I understand. But if that, like, legit happened, how were there not charges pressed?
I am not very sure, but we're back at SummerSlam.
We're back at SummerSlam. We see the merch stand. We see people setting up. We see Ava and Ariane backstage, Trinity and Natty, Breeze backstage. She's pumped. She's excited.
They're excited for the turn because it's been a long time coming. Hey, it's Stephanie McMahon coming to the ring. I really liked her gear for SummerSlam.
I really hated her gear for SummerSlam.
Why'd you hate it?
I don't think it did her any favors. I just really, really don't.
See, I thought it worked for her. And there's Brie Bella. All the girls are watching. They're ready to go.
All the girls are like, I wanted this match.
Right? Brie gets tossed around. She goes for the yes lock. Stephanie bails. Brie does her dive. Or attempts to.
Every match builds to a big dive.
And this time, Brie Steph cut her off. More tossing around. Hey, it's Triple H. And here comes Nikki. There's the big drop kick, and she gets to take out Hunter.
Awesome. And everybody's like, oh, damn, I wish I could do this.
And now Nikki's in the ring and backing off Steph. And she pulls Steph out of the way and knocks out Brie Bella.
Someone's like, oh, shit, what's going on right now?
Right? There's the pedigree. And Stephanie McMahon wins. And now he's like, oh, the split of the Bellas.
Split of the Bellas.
On and off TV. Oh my god, was that John Cena in a mask? Oh,
yes, it was.
Apparently Bellas are getting along better. Oh, did Puck off with John Cena and Nikki Bella. Oh my god. And beer pong.
Oh my Jesus.
And there's the kiss between Paige and Rosa. They're in the UK filming. UK shenanigans are going to go down. Oh Jesus. Oh, is that our pregnancy scare?
Could be.
And there's... There's Natty freaking out. Oh, we have the dog thing. We're talking about kids and Eva, and now we find out why Eva's out. Holy Jesus.
Okay, it's going down this season. All right. Okay.
I kind of can't wait for this season.
Kind of can't either.
I just like we're actually going to see a little bit of John Cena's personality a little bit.
That would be awesome. Kind of can't wait for that.
And then the stuff with Paige seems like it's going to be really, really cool. Really interesting. The Bellas are friendly and foes at the same time. It's going to be, this season's going to be amazing.
Yeah, this half of the season, it's going to be intense.
And we thought the last season was intense. Whew.
I've got a feeling the second half has nothing on the first half.
I smell a lot of shenanigans.
I smell a lot of shenanigans. I think Paige is going to be a great addition to the cast. She brings a real fun vibe to her. And yeah, stuff's going down.
Without question.
In a big way.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, well, stay tuned and you don't want to miss it, but I think that's all we got for at least episode one.
Yeah, that's all we got. No clips because we actually watched this live.
We did. This was done live. So, well, we'll be back at you next week with Total Divas Season 3B, Episode 2. I guess that's what we're terming it. I don't know.
Season 3, Episode 12?
There we go. Season 3, Episode 12. Because we have no idea what this is. Alright. We're out of here. For Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!